Hello and a warm welcome from Carol Astbury. Today I'd like to talk to you about your wedding plans. So you've made a decision to marry, and now one of the decisions you have to make is finding someone to actually conduct that marriage ceremony for you. You might be looking for a minister if you're going to be married in a religious ceremony. If you're going to be married in a civil ceremony, depending on where you live, you'll be looking for either a marriage celebrant or, in some countries, known as an officiant. Now, how are you going to choose that person? Because this person is going to be somebody who you'll be spending a lot of time with. Before the marriage, you'll spend time planning the ceremony with the celebrant. Let's call them a celebrant to be, because that kind of covers every aspect here. So before the ceremony, there'll be a lot of time spent crafting the ceremony. During the ceremony, you'll spend quite a bit of time with them on the day. And then, of course, depending on whether you're going to be inviting them to stay to the reception, there'll be more time spent there, perhaps. Some celebrants prefer not to stay to the reception, but to perhaps stay for a little while after the ceremony, perhaps have a glass of wine to celebrate with you, and then wish you all the best and leave. But how are you going to choose your celebrant? Well, first of all, you're going to have to decide whether you want a religious ceremony or a civil ceremony, whether you're going to have a multi-faith. You might both come from different backgrounds, religious backgrounds, and you may want to have an interfaith ceremony. What are the sorts of things you're going to need to decide upon? For instance, what about the character of the person? Is it important that you like that person who's going to be solemnising the marriage for you? So it's somebody you need to get on along with. Other questions you might ask is, actually, are they authorised to do the wedding for you? How are you going to find that out? Well, ask the questions. The church normally authorise their own priests or ministers. If they are a civil celebrant or an officiate, then they will have some kind of documentation to prove that they are actually authorised. In Australia, you can check out the authorisation of a celebrant by going to the Attorney General's website. And there you will find a register of all the celebrants who are authorised in Australia. Do they have all the documents that is going to be required? This is something you need to check. What documents will they advise you that you need to get? For instance, birth certificates, or perhaps if you have been married previously, you might need the evidence of the dissolution of that previous marriage. But what documents will they supply? Will they have the documents for notifying about the forthcoming marriage, all of the marriage certificates? That kind of thing. What about registration of the marriage afterwards? Are they going to be able to help you with that or lead you in the right direction so that you can get a certificate that shows your marriage was a registered marriage? How much will they charge you? It's a good question, but it's certainly not one I would put at the top of the list, because some celebrants provide an absolutely excellent service and will give you an awful lot more for your dollar than perhaps someone who charges less but gives a very poor service. So talking to people about what kind of ceremonies they will offer you, how they will help you to craft a very deeply meaningful and personally reflective ceremony that will really reflect your thoughts as a couple. Those kind of things are so important. Another thing you might need to ask is, where am I going to find this perfect celebrant? Well, there are lots of areas that you can look at. As I've already mentioned, in Australia, you could look on the Attorney General's website, and there you will find a register of celebrants. You should be able to ask at a church about information about which ministers or priests they have available to conduct the wedding. And also we have other avenues such as websites which are particularly designed so that couples can find a celebrant in the area that they require and one that will come to this place that they want to be married at. One such website in Australia is actually called e-celebrant.com.au. That's e-celebrant.com.au. Now, this website is a very good website, I know, because I designed it myself. It's designed for celebrants by celebrants, and so it will tell you a little bit about the celebrant, what kind of services they offer, what kind of areas they work in, and then it gives you direct access to the celebrant by you're able to click on a contact this celebrant now button, and also they put in there their telephone numbers as well, so that you can have direct access. It costs nothing for a couple to look at a website like this. There are other websites, of course, that you can go to. That so perhaps if you're searching for a celebrant or an officiant, you use dear old Google and go to a Google search and pop in there a keyword such as wedding celebrant or wedding officiant, and then you should find that the various directories will come up so that you're able to find a celebrant. All right, well, I wish you lots of luck in your search. Don't forget those characteristics which we talked about. A celebrant who will be helpful, friendly, someone that's easy to get along with. Make sure that they are authorised to solemnise the marriage by asking them perhaps to show you their letter of authorisation. So, enjoy your search for the perfect celebrant or officiate, and I wish you lots of luck and a wonderful wedding. So Carol Astbury saying farewell for now.